Yes.
Hi, Sergeant White. Can
hey,
you hear
how
me?
You doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. It's good to talk to you. What time of day is it there?
It's 7 p.m.
Okay.
Thursday.
Okay. All right. Y'all are ahead of us then. Okay. Well, tell me, if you will, a little bit about yourself. You grew up here in Halifax County, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Grew up.
I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry. What were you saying about growing up here?
Oh, yeah. I grew up there. Basically, I turned 18, graduated from Halifax County High School, and I joined the Marine Corps back in 95 and been in ever since.
Okay. Joined the Marines in 95. Did you graduate in 95 as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and went straight to the Marines. Well, yeah. Where has the Marines taken you?
Parris Island, South Carolina, from there to Jacksonville, North Carolina, from Jacksonville to Virginia, back in up in the Quantico area.
Mm-hmm.
From there to Delaware, from Delaware to Japan. Japan, I traveled to many countries over there: Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Korea, and now I'm in California, and now I'm over here.
Okay, and now you're Afghanistan. Well, let me just get a little more background on you. Would you like to say who your parents are? Are they still around here? Or
yes, they are. My mother's name is Teresa Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's name is Ricky Barksdale.
Okay. Are they from South Boston or Halifax County or what part?
Halifax County.
Okay.
Halifax.
Okay. All right. And you yourself, do you have family, family of your own now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a wife and three kids now. I've been married for 15 years. My oldest son is 12, my middle child son, he's 8, and my daughter is 8 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And you will, and where are they located then, your wife and kids?
Right now they're in San Diego, California.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, and you will not get to see them for Christmas, is that right?
That's correct.
You'll be in Afghanistan. Okay. How long is your deployment? Or do you know?
Right now, it's still in the air. Roughly around April, mid-April, something like that, I believe.
All right. Is this the first time you've been, you separated from your family at Christmas?
We've been separated before. It's my first time being over here during the holidays, though.
Okay. But you have been separated. I mean, at Christmas, though, have you been separated from your family before?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're doing over there now.
Okay. My job is electrical engineer. We provide power to the base camp, water distribution, and heat and air conditioning services.
Power to base camp, heating, air conditioning, and water. Wow. So it's like the base camp is like a small city, I guess. Is that right?
I wouldn't say that. It's in between the mountains and, a lot of dirt, but there are no power lines out here. So everything that's produced comes from us.
Oh, wow.
Or other
power
sources generated.
Okay. Oh gosh. So due to the lack of infrastructure in Afghanistan, y'all are having to just make your own modern base camp. Is that right?
Well, yeah, pretty much. There are lots of buildings up here that you know they have generators that support them, and they're on what we call prime power, which is basically they have contractors over here that you know is taking over some of the power grids that we're having the power.
Wow. Well, is any of this so you're there, so you're there as an electrical engineer, making sure this base camp is up and running. Are you working at all with any of the people in Afghanistan?
Yes, we actually just did a week-long class where we were basically teaching them the job that we do so that they can actually take over.
And how did that go?
It went well. They learned a lot. They took a lot from the class that they can actually apply to, you know, help rebuild their infrastructure in their areas.
So what y'all were talking about wasn't really over their heads then. It was
No.
or I mean they were able to take it and learn from it.
Yes, we had interpreters that basically everything that we were telling them, they would interpret what we said so they would understand it.
Well, I mean, what's your assessment of the condition of Afghanistan? How do you feel about its prospects for the future?
I think it's very promising right now. Everything is coming together, per se. So, it's just.
Are you feel, I mean, it's still kind of, now what city are you in again? Or what area, I should say, or I mean, how do you're at Camp Leatherneck, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, are you do you feel in danger? Do you feel like this is, you know,
No, ma'am.
no, really? Okay. Not, you don't feel like you're in danger then.
No, ma'am.
Okay,
And there's all no, ma'am.
that's good. Okay. Well, how many people in this camp? I mean, total of both, you know, military and support. What kind of population are you talking about?
Ooh, I don't have exact numbers for this camp, but it's one of the larger camps, and we support other base camps out here. So I don't have exact numbers. It's one of the main camps, though.
Okay, I can probably look that up somewhere too. Wow. Well, do you feel like, you know, do you feel like you're making a difference? Do you feel like you know, are you know, you're long way from the United States, you're not with your family at Christmas, do you feel like what you're doing is worthwhile there?
Definitely feel that it's worthwhile, and I definitely feel that I'm making a difference doing my part, and feel that everything that I'm doing is actually provided for my family, even though I'm not with them. I still get to communicate with them, so it makes everything worthwhile.
Well, just it since you've had kids, which sounds like it's been, you know, 12 years, have you know, has modern technology meant, you know, keeping up with them? Has it made it easier? Do you feel like, you know, you're better connected to them because of Skype or because of email or various things?
Yes, I do, because I actually get the opportunity to do that either daily or every other day here. So I still get to see them. So it's home away from home almost when I can see them. So
And that, like, so how
makes
often are
me
you
feel
able
good.
to do that?
Either I can do it every day or every other day.
Oh, okay, so not
Today,
so
now
bad.
we've actually built the capability to have Wi-Fi, so we're able to log on, and they have a facility for us to go in where we can actually do that as well.
Well, is that like how did it used to be? Like, you know, say when. You know, say, and I don't know where you, I don't know if you were even, you know, away from your family, but say 12 years ago, or even, you know, even before that, maybe, in terms of keeping up with friends or keeping up with your own parents. you know, has it, you know, how was it back then? How was it before we had some of this technology?
Back then, it was a lot more difficult to keep in touch. You didn't have the access or ability to get on the internet, and those capabilities actually were limited or non-existent back then. So the only way you could, like when I first came in, was we had to dial a switchboard from certain areas and have the operators try to connect us and off a field phone. So it's definitely, times have definitely changed, and technology has improved our capability to keep up with our families now.
You had to go through operators and feet. I mean, that sounds like something like out of, like, I don't know, World War II or Vietnam or something. I mean, I don't know, but.
Yes, that's actually how we got connected today.
Oh, through what? A field?
Switchboard.
Oh, through a switchboard. Oh, okay. Well,
I shouldn't
be dishing the switchboard then. Sorry. Sorry about that. But I figured that was like a special thing. Well, tell me, about working with the people in Afghanistan. Is that, I don't know, is that kind of, nerve-wracking or frustrating, or is it kind of, you know, because of language or culture barriers, or is it kind of interesting?
I would say it's interesting, to say the least. What helps is when we have interpreters, someone there that can take what we say and then interpret it to their language, and then they grasp the concept and they actually understand it.
Mm-hmm,
so it's
mm-hmm.
very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is the infrastructure sort of slowly coming back to Afghanistan? Is that, are you seeing improvements just since you've been there?
Yes. I had a friend that was here before, and he said from the last time he was here until this time right now, it's totally different, which
mm-hmm.
was maybe 6 months to a year ago. It's actually, they're building it more and more. Every time
mm-hmm.
since I've been here this time, they've actually built more choice since we first got here. So it's constant improvements that occur over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you been there?
Roughly about 3 months, I believe.
Okay. So you came from beautiful San Diego then, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that tough? I mean,
it's different.
I bet. Well, just, this is a random question, and forgive me, but I actually have a relative who has been in Afghanistan, I think at your camp, I'm not sure, until very, very recently, and his name is, I'm going to just ask just on the off chance you've heard of him, his name is Alston Middleton. Does that ring a bell at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Just asking. He is actually, in fact, retiring. That was his last, placement assignment tour. It was this, and I believe he's actually retired as of, you know, a week or two ago. Interesting. Well, what do you want people, you know, whether in Halifax County or just back in the States, I mean, what do you want people to know about the work that the United States Marine Corps is doing over there?
That we're doing a superb job and just trying to keep everything in place and in order and make everything better for everyone. So, I mean, I guess that's about it.
Okay. Hold on. A personal question to you: are you happy you went into the military? That you decided to make the military a career when you left Halifax County?
Yes. When I initially joined, I thought it would be just for 4 years, but I started loving what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And every 4 years, when it came time for me to decide whether or not I want to stay in or get out, I started loving it more and more. First found out at me. So
okay.
I decided to stay in, and now I have roughly two and a half years left, and I actually retired.
Oh, wow. Any thoughts of what you'll do after that?
Right now, I'm looking. Well, I'm finishing. I'm finished working on my degree while I'm here, so I should finish my bachelor's degree real soon, and possibly looking at another federal position, maybe FBI or something different once I retire,
mm-hmm.
or either open up my own electrical business.
Okay. What would you advise, especially in Halifax County, and you know you've been gone since '95, and a whole lot has changed since then in Halifax County. I guess maybe in some ways I would say not for the better necessarily. But what would you advise young people coming out of high school? What would you say about the military to them?
I would say it's what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you do in life, there's always going to be someone that's going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make a conscious effort to do something better yourself, even when you feel that it may be a challenge, it may be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But all things in life that come easy are not always good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you push, then you actually have to work hard for some of your value and respect it a lot more than some that came too easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said you're almost finished with your bachelor's too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And just one question, is your wife from Halifax County, or did you find her somewhere else?
She's actually from Clarksville, Virginia.
Oh, no way. Okay. May I ask her name then? Because we have a sister paper in Clarksville. It's right
White.
Down the road. What's her name? I'm sorry.
It's Betty White.
Okay. Betty. What was her maiden name?
Daniel.
Okay, Betty Daniel White. Okay. Okay, wow. Okay, did she grow up and did she go to Bluestone or high school?
Yes, she did. She graduated from Bluestone.
Okay, all right. Oh, well, that's a nice thing to mention because people, you know, we have a newspaper here in South Boston and in Clarksville, and so that kind of makes it relevant. Now, is she military too or not?
No, she's not.
Okay. All right, because, you know, sometimes increasingly they're, you know, military couples and so on. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it, and wish you the best this Christmas, and hope your tour goes well. What will the folks on the base be doing, you know, next week or next weekend with Christmas?
I know there are different couple of events planned. I know there's a sports day the day before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
To get everybody involved. And there's a few things that'll be going on.
You said sport day? Did you say sport?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like everybody's out playing or something, playing football or something like that?
I think they have like a couple different things just to, you know, I guess occupy time and give the Marines and sailors and everyone something to do that's different.
Okay. Will there be special food or, you know, anything like that? Santa, something like that?
I'm sure they're going to come up with something.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what right now, though.
Okay. All right. And again, you are working to... You're engineering these things, getting the power to the base camp, heat, air conditioning, and water, all of those things. But now, speaking of the electricity, and pardon my ignorance about these things, but is it all based on generators, or do you have some sort of power plant?
Everything is over here. It's either the majority is, I'll say 90 and 95% is our generator, or 99% basically. There are no power lines aboard the installation at all.
Wow, okay. Well, these generators, are these like, you know, like the gas-run generators?
Diesel-operated.
Oh, wow, okay. All right. Okay, wow. So every building has its own, or how does that work?
When we first got here, we had over 20 different sites that we were responsible for, and we've been slowly slimming that down.
Now, how do you mean slimming down?
Getting
Like letting the Afghans do it, or what?
them. Basically getting them inspected and turned over to prime power or to the contractors,
Oh,
having the contractors
okay.
actually
So
take them over.
are these like Afghan contractors or U.S.-based contractors?
It's a mixture of both.
Okay. All right. But y'all set it up. The U.S. military set it up then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Wow. But is this 20 different generators for 20 different buildings, or can one generator do more than one building?
They're different. Like you may have, there are different sizes and different types, and they have different. It's different grids. Like you may have this camp right here. We're powering up maybe four or five buildings off of one site. We just have to distribute the power through distribution panels and a lot of electrical cables.
Oh, wow. Sounds complicated. All right. Well, thank you so
Okay.
much for talking. No, that's just interesting. That's interesting work, and best wishes to you. And Nate, let me make sure I've got your title right. You are sergeant, is that right?
Gunnery Sergeant.
Gunnery sergeant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sergeant, thank you for your time, and best wishes to you, and hope the tour goes well, and we'll be thinking of you. And I think the person who set this up, I think, is supposed to send me a photo of you doing something. So I look forward to getting
Okay.
that. But thank you so much, and I hope you'll come back to Halifax and visit sometime. All
I will.
right, take care.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.